Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. It's May, just 2 days away. Oh, what a wonderful day it is here today. I see the sun is shining. I see Rex lying out in the patio. I see all of the trees wonderfully trimmed, beautifully made. I see my garden all lovely to look at. May, it's May, the wonderful month of May. Oh, yes, it is that wonderful time when I can say it is May. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I can name any day I want. It's May, 2 days away. How about that? Can you imagine that it is already the 28th of May, of April, that is? It's the 28th of April. It's a Saturday, and it's a lovely, lovely, lovely day. And yesterday, Anita came over to the embassy here, and she cleaned it up, and then she came over to the Hermitage here, and she trimmed the bottoms of my trees for me with her chainsaw, and she just danced around doing all wonderful things here, and I felt so glorious and so happy. And now today, the day after, I feel even more wonderful. Oh yes, I can say, it's May, the wonderful month of May. The time when all things are beautiful and good, the time when life is just filled with love and roses and goodness and who knows. It's so great. This morning, I had a thought, and I woke up at 12, and I said, I want to look into EPUB, 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 which is publishing on the email, e-books, email, and stuff like that. Because I want to put some of our books onto the e-publishing works. Now, how do I do that? Oh, there's all sorts of ways to do it. And there's all sorts of ways to do it that are just beautiful, that are just wonderful. And I know that they're wonderful, and I know that they're fantastic, and I know that they're outstanding. They're just wonderful, and I am going to do that. So, how am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to do that in a very wonderful, very special way. I'm going to take all the books that I have, like My Inner Journey and the Absolute and Absolute, the Relative Absolute, and the various books that I have, and the Relative, and they haven't gotten on the publication list just yet. They're published, but they're not available. So I'm going to put them out. And then I'm going to put out other books like the Illumination, Handbook for Ascended Masters. I'm going to put out Song of the Spirit. I'm going to put out Art and Science of Wholeness. These are all of our books, and they'll all be available on the Internet. Today is the day of the Internet. Today is the day when people are reading their books on their iPad, on their iMacs, and on their computers and so forth. And so if I can get all of our books set up to be done out on the computer and available to people in the most wonderful, beautiful, fabulous way, then I am going to do them all a very great blessing. And I'm certainly going to do my very best at that, because that should be just a lot of fun. Now, I've got to learn how to do that. Got to learn how to do those things and do them wonderfully. We published our gist for, oh, how many years was it? So many years. And we've published it for almost half a century, and it has been just a wonderful publication. But now, with our staff a little less, we don't have the talent to put the book out in print, and so we're going to put it out on the email. So if I can get this figured out on how to do this, we will put out our gist as often as we can on the email. Now, people who do not receive email, people who do not have computers, who are not working on that, they can go to the library and they can go onto the computers at the library, free, and they can look up these books and read them and enjoy them. And they could even print out copies if such is their desire. But we have found that there are hundreds and millions of ways to reduce time-consuming labor and to put out some very marvelous things. Now, the printed book is going to be the printed book probably forever, because it has certain qualities to it that make it desirable to people. People don't always have all they really do. They have their internet, they have their ability to use the internet and to get onto the internet to get anything they want, email or whatever. And it's now becoming on my iPhone. My iPhone is just like the internet and many other of the smartphones that are available that people have. And my goodness, all over Nigeria, people are on the internet. All over India, the two of the nations and two of the countries that are third world countries, and their income is just not that great, but the people all are standing everywhere talking to their friends and neighbors on the phone. And you can be sure they'll be reading books that way too. And then we want to get our books in audio books, so that when people can want to, they can just pick up any place along the line on their ebook and have it be read to them, be told to them, wherever they may be. Even if they have glasses or don't have glasses, they'll be able to have the audio book and they'll be able to hear these things. So much wonderful and beautiful concepts are coming along and available to us in such a wonderful way. How are we going to take advantage of it? How are we going to enjoy it? How are we going to use it? I know my brother was losing his sight before he died. And as he was losing his sight, he received audiobooks from the government. And he received these audiobooks every week. He received 3, 4, maybe 5 of them. And he'd listen to these books and hear all these beautiful tales that these writers have written about. And he involved himself more in books on the audiobook than he ever had done in having them in his library. Oh, he would watch videos and he'd watch other things, but he just was not a bookman. And so the audiobook was a very beneficial thing for him, as it is for many, many people. These are things that this beautiful month of May sparkles into my mind and sparkles into my heart of how I can make the University of Healing and the teachings of the University of Healing and the philosophy of the University of Healing and the life of the University of Healing available to people everywhere. And doing it in books, public hardcover books, is just not that practical nowadays, because to mail them to people is just a tremendous expense. But yet, in a flash, they can have them on their email. In a flash, they can have them on their ebook. In a flash, they can have them right where they are and enjoy them. So you can be sure this is a project that I will give a great deal of attention to in the present time, because this is what I feel is something very beneficial to a large number of people all over the world. And it is really something very good. Yes, it is something marvelous. I think sometimes of spending $12, $18, $30 for a book and mailing it to a student and then having him write back later, "I lost my book," or "someone borrowed my book or stole it," or "I don't have it anymore. Now, can you send me another one?" And, well, we often do that, but the thing is, that's an unnecessary experience when you have it on an e-book. On an e-book, you just call it forth from the e-book and enjoy it and love it and experience it again and again. And, as I say with the audiobook, wow, that'll be great. Now, it'll be nice to have some person read it on the audiobook. "Well, Herb, why don't you read it?" Well, I read what I wrote, but I'm always editing everything that I write or that I read. And so when I read a book, I'm in the process of editing how I can say it better. And, you know, when you think of how you can say it better, then you think to yourself, my goodness sakes, What am I going to do next? How am I going to do that next? And how am I going to do that next? And there are always ways. There are ways to do many things beautifully, wonderfully, and fantastically. And we'll do it. We'll do it because we love it. We'll do it because it's just lots of fun. We'll do it because that's what we really believe, and that's who we really are. Now, is that who you are? Is that the world that you live in? Is that what makes your world go around? Does that make your life happy? Does that make all the things in your world seem so fantastic? Well, it certainly does to mine. You can have that experience today if you choose. And if you choose, you can have that experience to have it to be the most wonderful, revealing, rewarding experience that you've ever had in your life. It's all totally up to you. It's totally up to you. And I think that every one of us can enjoy that now and forever. We can enjoy that and experience that in every aspect of our life. Take those things into your heart today. Take those things into your heart and know that you have done something pretty extraordinary as you make those things available to you, to your life, to your world. Realize that you are very, very special. Realize that you are outstanding. You are a most amazing person. And you're an amazing person not because you're unusual. You're an amazing person because you are an amazing person. You're an amazing person because you are spectacular. You are an amazing person because you are outstanding.